Arizona is definitely a key state to watch this presidential election cycle. It's a border state where a few years ago lawmakers approved one of the nation's toughest anti-immigration laws. Traditionally, Arizona has also been a red state, voting Republican in most recent presidential contests. But that might be shifting this year. The conservative Arizona Republic newspaper this week endorsed Hillary Clinton for president, the first time it's endorsed a Democrat over a Republican in its entire 126-year history. And here's another big change. Latinos in Arizona are increasingly making their voices heard. Petra Falcón directs a group called Promise Arizona. And Petra, your organization is part of the One Arizona Coalition that's trying to present a response to the tough anti-immigrant climate in Arizona. What are you currently doing to galvanize the Latino vote?
Well, Promise Arizona began in 2010 in the middle of what we called a firestorm, our Arizona legislature passing the notorious SB 1070 law that was dubbed Show Me Your Papers law. And what this legislation gave license to was our law enforcement community to, because of suspicion of someone perhaps being undocumented, to ask them for their papers if they were jaywalking, if they had a broken taillight, they were walking across the park. It just gave license to law enforcement officers asking people for their papers, and immediately we feel demonized the most vulnerable members of our community, which are immigrants. And so it was just a real slap in the face to people who come here to work really, really hard.
And did SB 1070 also kind of fuel your activism?
Absolutely. And what we've been doing, we have been registering many, many people to vote. In fact, I think our latest count is some, just Promise Arizona, over 46,000 new voters across the state.
Wow, that's impressive. So how do you go about this? Just the classic way, knocking on doors?
The hard work of voter registration, yes, means that you go door to door. You go to institutions like churches, high schools, community colleges, universities, the neighborhood barbershop, nail place, you go to grocery stores, you go to community events, you go to the parks, you just are out there. You know, we're like bumblebees out there in the neighborhoods trying to get as many voter registrations as possible. And right now in Arizona, we're trying to register as many people through October 10th. That's the deadline to be able to vote in this year's presidential election.
At this point in the campaign, what are the things that are spurring voter registration?
SB 1070 was the tipping point. It was also the increased number of deportations, our fight to win comprehensive immigration reform that's continually been stalled at the national level. So all of that is fueling the energy on the ground because we know what's at stake as to who is in the White House. So there is a lot at stake for Arizona.
The Arizona Republic newspaper, of course, has endorsed a Democrat for president for the first time in 126 years. What's your reaction to that?
In Arizona, and of course, Arizona Republic is part of that community, we've lived what divisive, racist language is being used this year in the presidential cycle, and that Arizona can't live through another decade, perhaps. We've got to bring the community back together. SB 1070 really hurt our state's economy. It really hurt families. And I believe that that is one of the reasons the Arizona Republic decided to do that. And probably because it's about choosing a candidate that is prepared to be president. I think for the person that perhaps has not made up their mind and cares about Arizona and respects, you know, this statewide newspaper, I think it will make a difference because we've lived through the hateful environment that the divisive language has done to our community and our state.
Petra Falcón directs Promise Arizona. Petra, thank you very much.
Thank you.